Good evening. What a special schus to be here at the YU Alumni Night Seder. To come up these stairs and to hear the Kol Torah is inspiring. A tremendous yashar koyach to the Mesader of all of this, Rabbi Ben Zion Feld, who deserves a round of applause because it's really tremendous. He has such schuyos to be able to create an environment that's conducive for you guys to come out and to learn. It's really inspiring, which actually brings me to, I guess, tonight's topic, the idea of a person enabling other people to sit and learn. And we have that, obviously, that idea in this week's Parsha, where Yaakov Avinu gathers around all of his children, and he has his children, Yisachar and Zvulun, and he creates this rosham, this environment where one brother is going to work, and the other brother is going to sit and learn. Though, even though it's Yisachar Zvulun, Yisachar is the older one, and he's the bigger Talmud Chacham, the Torah actually mentions Zvulun first, and then Yisachar. And the Mefarshim pick up on this, and they try to understand why is it that if he's a bigger Talmud Chacham and he's older, that he's mentioned second. So there are many that give an explanation, but I would like to read from you from a parish called Or V'Chaim LeYisrael, and the Sforno also mentions an idea similar to this. And he asks, Od Sarach Lefarish Mashalo Pirashti B'Parshas Vayechi Lama Birech Yaakov Avinu. Why is it that Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha as Zvulun Kodam Yisachar, Asher Yisachar Haya Gadol Mizvulun? He was older than Zvulun, V'gam Talmud Chacham, he was also a Talmud Chacham. So the explanation that's given is Shehu Haya Mefarnes Es Yisachar, because ultimately it was Zvulun that was Mefarnes, that supported Yisachar, Lefish She'im Yesh Parnasa, that if Yisachar has Parnasa, Az Yicholin Lilmod Es HaTorah HaKadosha, he's able to sit and learn the Holy Torah. So we see this idea of being a Mefarnes, of supporting, of enabling others to learn Torah, has tremendous chashivos. The Torah come and is magdim Zvulun to Yisachar, even though Yisachar is a bigger Talmud Chacham, and even though he's older, afal pikein, nonetheless, the Torah is magdim, comes and mentions Zvulun first, because it's Zvulun that ultimately enables Yisachar to sit and learn Torah. Now, how many of you have a shutvus of Yisachar Zvulun? Anybody have a partnership with a Yisachar? Pashtus, all of you guys are probably all Zvuluns, right? You're working. You're working men. So where's your shutvus? Where's your partnership with Yisachar? It's an actual shutvus. So the truth is that I want to suggest that each of you are a shutuf to yourselves. In other words, you're sitting at the office every single day in order that your Yisachar should appear at night to enable you to sit and learn Torah Hashem. That's a gevaldika idea. In other words, your Zvulun has kadimus because you going and having parnasa and being mefarnes your family and being mefarnes yourself enables you to come and sit and learn at night and take the hat of Yisachar. Which one has greater chashivas? Which one is more important, the Yisachar Zvulun? Pashtus, we just said that Zvulun has greater chashivus, because it's Zvulun that enables the Yisachar. Without your Zvulun hat, there wouldn't be a Yisachar hat. It's not true. I saw a beautiful, beautiful idea from the Shef HaChaim, Rabbi Yekutiel Halberstam. And he says that one might think that it's Zvulun who's being Mefarnes Yisachar. That's not the way you read the Pasuk. Rather, the way you read the Pasuk, the Kavonos HaKosov, when the Torah says, V'lizvulun amar, Samach Zvulun b'seisecha, V'yisachar b'ohalecha, the Kavonos HaPasuk, really what the Pasuk means, is Someach Zvulun b'seisecha, Zvulun rejoices b'seisecha, in his going out, Kasher Yisachar b'ohalecha, because Yisachar ultimately is in the Oel Shel Torah. Meaning to say, Da'al Yidei She Yisachar Yoshe Ba'olei Torah. Because Yisachar is sitting in the Oel Shel Torah, Hu Mamshich Lizvulin Simcha V'Hatzlocha B'Tzeisoso L'Pragmatia. Ultimately, he creates this confidence in Zvulin that allows Zvulin to go and be matzliach, to be successful in his business and dealings, in his endeavors of business. V'nimsa shelefi ha'emes, and therefore, in truth, ein Zvulin mefarnes es Yisachar, it isn't Zvulin that comes and is mefarnes, supports Yisachar, ela adaraba, but rather it's Zvulin that is mekabel, that accepts the shefa, the sustenance from Yisachar. Meaning to say like this, it's through the Limud HaTorah, it's through the study of Torah, that ultimately brings the Shefa Hatzlacha, the success to a person. When Yisachar is learning, and he has that Shutvus with Zvulin, it's the Hatzlacha of the Hasmada Shel Torah that ultimately gives Hatzlacha to Zvulin in the business world. V'hine shamate mehagon rebaruch ezrachi shlita. I'm reading from a sefer that's called Shebishvil Shete Asher. I heard from rebaruch ezrachi sheshama reb Elia Lopian sheomer b'shem hazor hakadosh, that says it in the name of Zohar Hakadosh al yedei sheodom lomei Torah, that through a person learning Torah, notes arim b'shamayim chavilo shel sheva bracha, there are bundles of Shefa Bracha, a blessing that's waiting to be poured and rained upon Klal Yisrael. V'rak al yedei haTorah, and only through the Torah, Efshar Litzor Mitzio Shel Shefa, the Shefa Shel Bracha, the sustenance, the Parnasa, the Mamon, the rain, whatever we define as Hatzlacha in Parnasa, ultimately comes down to Zvulin because of Yisachar's Limud HaTorah. And therefore, each and every person in this room that works during the day and comes to learn at night, it isn't that Zvulin is being Mefarnes Yisachar, it isn't that our morning persona is supporting and allowing and enabling our night persona, but rather it's Vayerev Vayivoker. It's the night that precedes the day. It's the night, it's the Yisachar of each and every one of us through our learning of Torah that ultimately creates the Shefa Bracha that allows us to be Matzliach, successful in our Zvulin. So when we're exhausted, and we're tired, and we had a long day at the office, don't think about not coming to the Beis Medrash, because my parnasa is totally is dependent upon this night seder. If I don't have this learning, I'm not going to be matzliach the next day at work. I'm not going to have that shefa bracha. Don't forget, there's a shutvus. I have a shutvus Mineu bay within me of Yisachar Zvulin. It's not pshat that I'm a Zvulin and the guy learning in the Beis Medrash is my Yisachar. I am a chefetz, a chefsa of Yisachar Zvulin. And if I want my zvulin to be matzliach, it has to be that my yisachar is matzliach as well. It's a gevaldik achrayus. It's an unbelievable responsibility that we have to ourselves and to our mishpachos to spend as much time learning in the Beis Medrash, because our parnasa depends on it. That means minimally every single day that I go to work, I need to counter it with a night of learning. And if I want more shefa bracha, if I want more parnasa, so Shabbos, I'm going to learn even more, because we know that all of bracha comes from Shabbos. And then if I want even more parnasa, I'm going to learn on Sunday as well. And not only am I going to learn be'echos, but be'kamos, I'm going to learn be'hasmada. Because again, my parnasa depends upon my limud haTorah. So if my limud is stark and it's uninterrupted and the phone is put away, and I'm not thinking about anything else other than what's in front of me, my chavrusa and my gemara or my mishnah berurah or my chumash or whatever it is I'm learning. So that is how much shefa bracha I'm going to have in my parnasa. Where are Yisachar Zvulun? It's dependent upon us. Our parnasa is totally in how much yigia and amelus, not at our jobs during the day, but how much yigia and amelus we have at night. If we shtaik, if we develop and we grow in learning, and our learning doesn't have to stop, our shtarking doesn't stop once we leave yeshiva. Doesn't work like that. Our learning is always, it's constant. It doesn't stop. We have to continue to grow in learning. We don't have to be in a Beis Medrash all day and night to be shakua in learning. It's a myth. It's not true. Fakert, the greatest growth is when we're exhausted and we're tired. We've come home from a busy day, and then we have to spend time, we want to spend time with our families. And now we come to the Beis Medrash. What a nesayon, what an unbelievable sacrifice. Who doesn't want to go home and rest? Who doesn't want to sleep or just relax in front of a basketball game? I mean, we all know that Steph Curry broke the record tonight. I mean, let's not fool ourselves. We all know about it. Maybe except Robbie Feld, he doesn't know about it.
I would have known that a few minutes, but I didn't know yet.
But in other words, Chavra, think about this for a second. The entire Northeast is right now watching that basketball game. Every single person that you know is tuned in to, or was tuned in to that basketball game. And there are some people that even spent, if a ticket was $300, they spent $1,000. And if it was $1,000, they spent $2,500 to be at that game. But what are we doing? We're coming to the Beis Medrash and we're learning. We're totally removed from the outside world. This is an unbelievable thing, not to be taken for granted. To appreciate that you're in one world during the day and an entirely different world at night. It's an unbelievable idea to have such hasagos, to continue to go weiter and to steig in your learning. Ashreichem, Baruch Hashem. In Yirtzah Hashem, you should continue to go weiter. You should go michoyel ulchoyel. You should continue to steig. Make goals. Set a high bar. You want even more. Create the matzav where there's talking and learning with each other. That this is your Beis Medrash. This is your yeshiva. create a matzav where you're just like you have fundraising. Yeah, they have like $1.5 million, and you have this thermometer, and you reach it, and then all of a sudden, when they color it in, that's what should be here. Like, in other words, you should be creating big time goals. Have hasagos to reach godless. Each and every person can become a godol. Just because we have less hours, that doesn't mean that our hasagos are any way limited. It just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us even more siyata d'shmaya, because we have limited amount of time. But it should be that we're finishing mesechtos, or we're learning more halacha, doing shnayim mikra. We have to go through kol ha-Torah kula. You have such an unbelievable opportunity here to do it. But Baruch Hashem, we've all been mekayim the first step, which is understanding that within us, we all have a Yisachar and Zvulun, and the Yisachar is being mefarnes, the Zvulun, and not the other way around. Have a good night.